From news across the world to events in your community. Hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Rob Center, a fabulous producer, Matt Catrillo in the newsroom. Everybody's where they are supposed to be. We thank Allie Stevens for filling in earlier this week. I'm Mark Lawrence. Very glad to be back on the radio on WKOK Sunrise. In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is back, the Lewisburg Neighborhood Corporation Elm Street Manager and the Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. We talked to her about all things transportation. Talked to her about a study recently, but she's always helpful with information about the Unpaved, this big event that is happening in Lewisburg region in Union County each year. And we have to mention the Polar Bear Plunge in the moments ahead, too. So welcome back, Samantha. Thank you for coming in.
Good to be here, Mark.
I appreciate you coming in. You brought one of your colleagues in the in part of the transportation biz in our region. John Delvecchio is here. He's from the Union County Office of Planning and Economic Development. He's the manager of the Union County Trail Authority, and he's helping to oversee the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail. So welcome aboard, sir.
Morning, Mark.
Thanks for coming in. I got 20 questions. I think I warned you about 10, but I actually have 20. So, but they're frequently asked questions, I think. I'm not nuanced enough to come up with something you can't answer. Well, Samantha, let's start out with this. Before we get to John's version of this, how important is the Union County Rail Trail when you come in here and talk about biking and pedestrian and running and transportation and recreation topics?
Well, the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail itself, that project, which was really going great guns about 10 years ago, but hadn't, in terms of planning and development, but hadn't been built yet, that really was a game changer in our county. It really shifted us up into high gear in terms of really thinking about serious projects with respect to transportation and making transportation or a commitment to transportation other than only cars and dealing with bikes and peds not just as recreation. So I think the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail was something new and different, and we're now coming into nearing the 10th year of the trail actually being in existence. It was actually inaugurated in 2011, and it's really great to see the transfer to the Union County Trail Authority happening this year, just because basically we can be looking ahead to bigger and better things. It's been 10 years of just sort of getting used to having this thing. And, you know, treating it as a more of a recreation facility, but with this, all of this potential. And it's just really great to see us expanding our horizons with the Union County Trail Authority.
And we have some commuters on the rail trail?
We do.
Okay.
We do. It is definitely used for transportation, and it's not just by the Plainsec community, but definitely that is a factor. I actually had relatives in town who hadn't ever been here like a month or so ago, and we went in on, at this point, it must have been like a Saturday morning, and we must have hit a wedding or something, and it was just, it was Grand Central for buggies and Mennonite teenagers on bikes, and that was really impressive. But at the same time, we have people who commute in from Mifflinburg to Lewisburg, or, you know, vice versa. It's not a huge traffic thing for commuting, but it makes that possible.
Right. It's there for you if it's the right day and the right time for you to do so. Boy, you really can. All right. So that's her version of what the rail trail has meant for a lot of folks here. You define what the rail trail is to the Union County Office of Planning and Economic Development. John?
The trail really fills a gap we have in the county in offering an alternative to going down 45. Like Sam said, this Plainsec really does, they're bikers, obviously, so it gives them a much safer avenue to get to where they're going, especially during times if you're in Mifflinburg and you need to get to the farmers market in Lewisburg on Wednesdays. It offers that path to them, plus just general recreation from anybody in the populace. I go by the Lewisburg trailhead every morning when I go to work, and I have yet to see it empty any morning. There's at least one car. There's somebody on the trail all the time, biking, jogging, just walking along, you name it. It's always being used, and that's, you know, that's really good, not only for just recreation, but general health, well-being, and it's a great amenity when it comes to economic development, because it's the sort of amenity that employers or potential employers are looking for when they might move to Union County. They want their employees to have a good quality of life, and the rail trail offers that. I mean, when you have people coming in from all over the country and raving about this rail trail and what it does, and I mean, and what they see in the quality of the viewscapes and that sort of thing, it really helps get the word out that, hey, Union County's a nice place to live.
Well, and having the trail under the auspices of a planning authority might be a little bit better fit than a recreation authority, then, if what you're saying is true, that it is just a pivotal part of Union County's just the array of things that we have to offer people. It's not just recreation.
And yeah, exactly. And I mean, Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority did a fine job with the trail, but the Union County Trail Authority, we have a bit of a broader focus. I mean, you know, Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority is East Buffalo and Lewisburg, but the Trail Authority, we're looking the whole county as a whole, you know, a more holistic approach. And with the economic development portion of the planning office, we're able to market it out. We're able to say, hey, this is one of the best things we have going for us. You know, come take a look.
Okay, so the trail's about 9 miles
yes.
long now, from Lewisburg to Mifflinburg, and within Lewisburg there's a section of the trail that goes towards the downtown. What is the budget now that it's not under the Buffalo Recreation Authority anymore, the Union County Office of Planning and Economic Development? What is your budget there? What is the authority that's overseeing this? Sort of give us the inside scoop.
Sure. So to start with the authority, we have a, a four-member board. We have local representatives. You'll recognize a lot of these names. John Showers, Union County Commissioner. John Mathias, also Union County Commissioner. They sit on the board. John Euling from Mifflinburg, I believe it's with Contrast Communications. Amy Griffith, former state forester. And Sean McLaughlin, my boss, who is the director of Union County Planning and Economic Development. They sit on the board, to whom I report. And they have been doing, we got the trail in June, and we're currently developing a budget for next year. So with having had the trail for 6 months, we're still kind of ballparking what it is we're going to need to spend to keep up with things. Getting our hands around it the first 6 months when it comes to maintenance and what needs to be done to keep the trail up. There are going to be some one-time payments out, so we don't want to base our following budgets on what we've spent this year. So we're still feeling around a little bit.
So that last summer, they said to you, John, you're going to be the manager of the rail trail. Get ready in 2 months. We're going to have $1 million worth of bikes and 800 people on the trail. Please unlock the gates that morning. Have a nice day.
It was a little overwhelming, actually. When we heard about the unpaved event, my jaw dropped open. I said, how many people? But it was a great event, and it went really well. So,
okay, so yeah, unpaved is with 800 is the capacity of unpaved. Okay, well, we're going to keep talking about this, but let me get a glimpse of what the manager needs to do for the rail trail. You're managing the trail. What are you going to do for the trail today? What do you do on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, there hasn't been a day that I haven't been out on the trail or try to take a look in on what's happening and what needs to be maintained. I am the primary contact when it comes to anybody who in the public who has questions about the trail, if they want to organize an event, or even if they see a problem with the trail. There's a tree down, or you know, there's erosion problems here, or there's a roadside down, or even complaints. Sometimes we do get complaints between bikers and drivers in cars with interactions at intersections. I'm the first person you're going to talk to. So also I deal with contractors, making sure that the restrooms are taken care of, and of course organizing anybody from outside, like Q Cycling, which they were the organizers for the unpaved event, Girls on the Run in early November. I'm the first person they talk to. Also, you'll see I try and keep people up to date on the Facebook page. So if you Buffalo Valley Rail Trail, we have a Facebook page. Check it out. And if we're working on the trail that day, I try and put a notice out there. If there's an event coming up, I try and give people a little heads up, because it's not every day you get 800 people on bikes riding down the rail trail.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to continue to exploring that. Any closing words related to the rail trail as it relates to transportation?
Just that this is a great... the rail trail is still at its inception, and I see this as just another great beginning.
Okay, well, we'll talk about, for the folks on the other side of this table right now who think big, we'll talk about what the dream is, what the future can hold for these folks. I always envision maybe someday we'd be even more connected to Center County and the rail trail that connects there. Maybe get that bridge fixed. Do you have $30 million laying around to fix a bridge?
Let me check my wallet.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. Well, it wouldn't cost that much, but it'll be a seven-figure, I'm sure. All right, we're going to keep this conversation going at 7:40 this morning.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And we thank Rob Center, our fabulous producer. He glued all the elements together earlier this week, which we very much appreciate. He handles the archives, so we're happy for that. All the interviews earlier this week are at WKOK.com. In the studio, Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg's Elm Street manager, part of the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, and the Walk It, Bike It coordinator, WIBI. Anybody call it WIBI?
WIBI. Yeah, we do call it WIBI.
WIBI. Okay, well, good. That's a fun name. I like that. It does sound a little bit more fun. And you brought really one of your key colleagues when it comes to transportation, a man who's a professional planner. He's a community planner with the Union County Office of Planning and Economic Development. He's the manager of the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail, and that makes him somebody who works for and with the Union County Trail Authority. John Delvecchio is here. And this is the first time I think we've spoken. Am I right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, wow. Welcome aboard. Nice to finally meet you. You're one of the good eggheads around here that I just never kind of got into the same room with or interviewed. So, but we've talked to your boss dozens of times, so we appreciate that. Well, let's talk a little bit about transportation briefly here in Lewisburg and then get back to some rail trail questions. The Lewisburg Downtown Traffic Study completed. What's sort of its status now?
So it's great to see that the report has been issued and accepted by the Borough Council, and now there's this huge list of next steps. So it'd be good probably to have Kim Wheeler on the show maybe in the coming months to talk about a little bit of that. I can't speak on behalf of the borough, but from the Walk It, Bike It perspective, we're just thrilled to have gone through that process and really feel like it was a great opportunity to get a lot of critical data and everything sort of compiled together. But we're now, you know, very much behind a lot of the next steps and working on seeing things like changes to speed limits, you know, safety improvements at intersections and all sorts of stuff.
Right. So there's all kinds of things that can happen. Sometimes people always maybe only think big, strangely enough, and say, okay, well, let's get a bypass or something like that. That may be some sort of an idea, but that wasn't the purpose of the study.
No, it wasn't. And actually, one of the things, again, I'm not speaking on behalf of the borough, but one of the things I found most sort of encouraging about the report is actually understanding that it wasn't entirely Lewisburg-centric. While it was a study of Lewisburg's Market Street, it was also about the impact of trucks on our communities in this region and whether we want to treat our communities as sacrifice zones to one version of interstate commerce or whether we can understand how to balance our traffic systems, which is a really important thing to have in mind as we move forward with the CSVT and see how having that much more explicit separated network in our region is going to operate. It's going to be a real shift for us. We literally haven't had the interstates this close to many of our communities. And once CSVT is in, locals are not, it's going to take forever for them to change their traffic patterns. But we're going to start realizing, oh, you know, a truck coming through, you know, from the south, from Harrisburg, might actually go to Danville by way of 15 to 80. And that sort of unimaginable, right? That you would not just go up 11. But if you want to stay on the highway, eventually people are going to do that. But again, that's sort of shocking and disturbing.
Well, we will bring Kim back and we'll talk to her. I think the sort of what are the many options and what's really happening in our area. It was an eye-opener in terms of the traffic volumes. And what was it, 16,000 vehicles a day near the bridge region?
Right. And I mean, those pieces of information are always available. PennDOT actually does keep, vehicle average daily traffic volumes on all of the state roads. Those are available on the PennDOT website, even somewhat retrospective, but not comprehensively. So, but it's good to have it all compiled in one place. We have the report is a fantastic resource.
What are you doing in the months ahead as the Walk It Bike It coordinator? What's happening? I guess maybe Elm Street and Hatton also there.
Sure. So on the one hand, it's winter, so people think, well, you've got less going on. Although there was actually, I finished up a live state collection event 2 weeks ago. There was another one yesterday out in Mifflinburg. And there's going to be another one, which I'm not running, but anyone could participate in on this Saturday in the St. Mary Street Park in Lewisburg.
Collecting.
Yeah, so this is collecting live stakes that will then later be deployed on conservation projects around the region. The goal is over 20,000 to be collected for use in the coming year. Just the two events I was at have collected almost 3,000.
Who's collecting all of these? Conservancy?
It's a group. The local area is called the Live Stakes Collaborative, and it's run by Adrian Gemberling out of the Chesapeake Conservancy out of Susquehanna.
All right, we've talked to her number of times, but we'll have to get her back in here with this 20,000 goal and volunteers. She's always summoning those, so we'll kind of get that reiterated. We had the unpaved event. Of course, we knew it was a big deal, so you previewed it, and then we talked about it afterward. I've had several people say it was an inspiration to them, so they're going to get a nicer bike if they have one. Some will just buy their new bike for the first time as adults. Tell me that that's one of the desired effects, this motivation.
It is, really. We're looking to, get more engagement locally, sort of give people more of a vision of what's possible on a bike. You know, now that you have the rail trail, people are like, well, I rode the rail trail, or I rode part of the rail trail. And now this event comes in and says, well, we rode to,
Coburn,
exactly. So not everyone is going to ride to Coburn next year, but we are, Walk It, Bike It wants to sort of help demystify this for people. We're going to have, we're going to be relaunching evening meetings that won't be so much about a big agenda and all these sort of business things we need to deal with. It's going to be more about education. So we'll be doing one short program on, how gearing up for unpaved. What would that look like for you? Like planning, what kind of gear do you need? Things like that. We'll also have winter cycling, a program on that, like how's it a little bit different from cycling the rest of the year, tips and tricks. We will have a program on rail trails around the country. A fellow in our area has toured trails all over the place and has taken pictures and can provide insights, which is really handy if you want to go visit a trail. Sometimes it's a little confusing. It's good to have sort of an image of what you're getting into. Program on about a junket I went on, actually. I went on a trip over to Minneapolis, Minnesota to tour bike infrastructure over the summer, so there's a lot of information to share from that. It was really something of a wonderland of active transportation.
All right, well, since we're talking about unpaved, we'll switch back to John for a couple of more questions from him. In the years and decades ahead, describe how the rail trail is being talked about and maybe envisioned or dreamt about.
Well, take off some of the stuff that Sam said, the CSVT actually has an impact on the rail trail. One of the big projects, probably the next major project that the Trail Authority is looking at, is the crossing of the trail at Route 15. Right now we have a provisional trail crossing that you get off the trail, 10th Street in Lewisburg, go up to St. Mary Street and go across and get into the borough proper. But a lot of people want to see the trail cross at the old rail alignment, where many years ago you used to stop your car and watch rail cars go across. So, but at this point, with the increase in traffic volumes from all those years ago to what it is today, we also have to wait for the CSVT to be done, because PennDOT wants to take a look and see, what's the real impact of how much truck and automotive traffic is going to stay on the thruway as opposed to coming through Lewisburg. So I know there are a lot of people that want to see that crossing so that they can do the entire 10 miles from Mifflinburg all the way to the Susquehanna Valley or Susquehanna River. I'm asking you to please be patient.
Crossing, so you have a safe passage.
Yes.
It's not like you're running across the street or anything like that.
No, some people do tend to walk across at the old rail alignment, and we do discourage that. Please use the crosswalks at the intersections.
And it can be a little tricky to cross at either of the signalized crossings, whether it's 15 and 45 or St. Mary Street. There are idiosyncrasies to those. That will be another one of our evening programs for Walk It, Bike It.
Okay. Well, and I think the smart lights in Lewisburg leave less gaps. It's almost no time. It used to be gaps where nobody would be going through there.
Well, you're not looking for a gap. You're supposed to be following the pedestrian signals. One of the things that changed is the pedestrian signals aren't on a regular system. It's the adaptive signal, so it sort of responds to the mix of traffic, including pedestrians. It used to be you could sort of come up and predict what the next piece of the cycle was, because it was this constantly...
It's just a timing mechanism.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there are some tips, again, and tricks to figuring out and staying safe.
Invite us to the Polar Bear Plunge, please.
Yeah, Polar Bear Plunge is going to be coming up at the beginning of February. It's actually February 8th this year. That's on Saturday of the Ice Festival. So Ice Festival is February 7th and 8th. And Polar Bear Plunge is a big Lewisburg Downtown Partnership event in cooperation with Office of Civic Engagement. But Walk It, Bike It is involved as one of many groups that participates in the plunge and gets sponsored to dunk ourselves in the river. So anyone who wants to support Walk It, Bike It is welcome to plunge with us or just support the plunging that will be happening.
LewisburgNeighborhoods.org?
Yes, LewisburgNeighborhoods.org. Always a good place to go for latest info.
Rail Trail Facebook is sort of...
Yes, Buffalo Valley Rail Trail. Please, if you have questions, concerns, or, you know, want to know anything about it, reach out. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
John Delvecchio is the manager of the Union County Buffalo Valley Rail Trail, and that makes him part of the Union County Trail Authority, or at least working for them. He does work for the Union County Office of Planning and Economic Development, where he's a community planner. Samantha Pearson, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, and super transportation-informed individual who comes in to keep us updated. We'll see you in a month. Thank
Great.
You so much.